Here the Rofim, by the Rosh Yeshiva, Chav Dati and Heitav Shimem Zion, June 21st, 1987, and the Indian of Chituchi Mesim, autopsies.
Sure. No autopsies. Now, I just want to point out that this year is different than all the other shiurim that is. The other shiurim is supposed to do with Yonef Ruach Nefesh. So whatever I said, I meant not just on a theoretical level, but remaising. And even when I said in discussing, let's say, Sakon Sefer, so I mentioned that I think that Sakon Sefer, you can do a Meloche D'Raisa, even though the Psak of the Mechaber in the Shabbos is to the contrary, but the Shach in Yerodea Simen Kuf in Zion, so he says, the Yeshli stoppage in Sakon Sefer, is your Valyave or not? Vinirel Ein, the Hilchashabe, the Haim Hilchashabe, Simen Shin Chofres, Vinirel Hokin. So it's not such a double poshut that Sakon Sefer is not the Yechem Lochid Raise. True, the Psach of the Mechaber in Hilchashabe is like that. But it's a Machlekes Rishayim, the Mordechai in Shabbos mentions name from the Tam and Ravio and the Niri and Teisves that Sakon Sefer has the same din as Pugach Nefesh, the Mechaba Paskuns, like the other Rishayim. And then I mentioned that Rabbi the Bis Yosef in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim mentions in the name of Rabbi Yeruchem that one is the Shaila of Pugach Nefesh, so we don't Paskun Lichumre like Rav Poskim, because in Hilchim Pugach Nefesh Acharot. So whatever I said in the previous shiurim, so involved in Yonav Pugach Nefesh and I meant Lemaise. This shiur is an autopsy. Autopsy is not a mean of Pugach Nefesh. Sometimes it is, but many times it doesn't involve a mean of Pugach Nefesh. So whatever I say now should not be considered as a psak. Should not be considered as a psak. What I said in the previous shiurim when it's a question of Pugach Nefesh, so in regard to Pugach Nefesh, there is Al-Wachad Yerushalmi says, Hanishal Harizim Gune, Vashel Harizim Shitodomim. So, Hanishal Harizim Gune, because if a certain law possesses the Shalem Pugach Nefesh, when such an occasion arises, so is Migune. That means that he didn't publicize it before. So, in Yonif Pugach Nefesh, so one is not bound by the aloha of Chochem Shosar and Chazir Rashvil Hatir. I mentioned the story of Rishol Salanta when he passed contrary to Rav Shlomo Lakeyan on Yom Kippur when there was a epidemic of the cholera, so Rav Shlomo Lakeyan passed that everybody should stay home and be able to fast, and he told all the people in the shul, contrary to the psak of Rav Shlomo Lakeyan, that they should eat because of the possibility of that somebody will has visholem be mistaken and will die. So he did not, he wasn't chashish for Chochem Shosar and Chazir Ashril Hatir. So he, even though he was a relatively young man, so he passed contrary to the psak of Rav Shlomo Lakeyan in Vilna. So whatever I said in connection with Pugach Nefesh, let's say Sakon Sefer, even though it was contrary to the psak of most poskim today, so I meant lemaise. But whatever I say today, even if I mention certain kules, I'm not saying it lemaise for two reasons. First of all, there are many poskim today who are machmir in autopsies, and I don't want to be making when they are poskim who are machmir. I myself, I had many shailas in regard to an autopsy, so I was only matir when there was a shaila of Pugach Nefesh. Sometimes, when there is a murder committed, and then the shaila is whether I can perform an autopsy, and that will be conducive to the apprehension of the assassin. So then I passed him, they definitely should make an autopsy. Definitely should make an autopsy, because it's a mere Pugach Nefesh. But in other situations where there is no Pugach Nefesh, even when I felt that there is a basis to be made ill, but I didn't want to pass for two reasons. First of all, because Chochem Shosar Chavir Ashrei Lahatir, and I know there are many Rabbonim Bali Roye who are Machmir. And secondly, I remember my father Zechinon Troche in autopsies was a Machmir. And because of that, I thought, even if I mention a kule, I don't want to be quoted lemaise. It's only little pule baalme, I'm only thinking aloud. But I don't want that anything that is mentioned in this year should be mentioned lealoche. I'm not saying it lealoche, I'm just giving a shear as when I give a shear every day for Talmid. So I don't mean it lemaise. So here too. So this shear should be treated differently than the previous shul. The previous shul dealt with the honor of Pekach Nefesh. So there, you cannot be machmir. If somebody is machmir, is ishi vadom. You have to be major. And you don't have to be chishish for the aloha of chochem shosar and haver asher latir. So what I said in connection with Sakon Seiver, so I want everybody to mention what I said. And I know very well that there are many poskim, even daily poskim differently, but I'm convinced that in this Indian of Pekach Nefesh, since the Shach paskin is not like the Machaber, so we should paskin l'maise like the Shach in Yerodei Simen Kofman Zayin. But in regard to autopsy, I don't want that anything I say that might sound likule should be mentioned lemaise. I'm not saying it lemaise. I'm just thinking a lot. Now, in respect to autopsy, so it is generally considered that the being unseen is the biggest machmia in autopsy. Much more than the Nidu Bihude, because the Nidu Bihude in the famous Jube, the Nidu Bihude, Madura Tinyone, Yoredeye, Jube Rishyut, so he says to his Mechutin, officials, so he says, if there is a Shaila of Pekach Nefesh, so then there is no doubt that it's Muta. It's Muta. But he did ask in the case, a certain person died, and it was kidney disease, and they wanted to perform an autopsy in case somebody else has the same disease, so maybe through the autopsy, through the Mitzvah Chametz, so be able to find the cure. So then Yehuda asks it. Yehuda asks it, and the reason as to why he asks it is obscure, because he says, Pikuach Nefesh is only Shayach if the Chil is Lefanein. But here, if the Chil is not Lefaneinu, the one who had the sickness, he died already. Him you cannot resurrect. And somebody else who has a similar sickness is not Lefaneinu. So Mele, there is no Aloha Pekach Nefesh. I mean, the Pshat in the Yehuda couldn't be Kipshute, right? Aloha Pekach Nefesh is only if the one who is Mechal Shabbos, so is, or does something that is Osea, has the chile before off, and if he knows that the chile is in Australia, so and through the chil Shabbos or through any other Isa, he'll find the cure to someone in Australia. So there's no aloha pekach nefesh. It couldn't be keep shooting. There must be some adoption. But the Buddha is the one who says that b'mokim pekach nefesh, there is no doubt that it is muta. But this is not pekach nefesh because the chile is not lefanei. That's a new reason. Then the Nibihute in Tshuva Reish Yud, Matura Tzimone Yodeye, he mentions a Bikul. Now, the Misha Feinstein, Noyam, Chilek Ches, is Masik on the Nibihute. We'll discuss that. He says that from the Gimorim, Bura Basre, the Sugi of Nibrak, Daf Kuf Mundalet, it appears that not only it muter to be Navil Emes, Litzirach Pekuach Nefesh, but even if it's a question of losing money, so it's also muta. For me, Feinstein is masik and this neighbor. So it seems that in Yehuda is a relatively make. And on the other hand, at the other pole is mentioned the shita of the Binyan Tzion, Rav Yankel Ettlinger. Rav Yankel Ettlinger is known to be the biggest machmia because he says, even for the purpose of Pekach Nefesh, we cannot be matir with Pekach Nefesh. Why? But Pekach Nefesh is Lichikolat Nefesh. So he mentions the Gemara in Bavakame of Osel Hatzlatz Mimon Chavire. So, Osel Hatzlatz Mimon Chavire. So that means that a Nisel, not Mimon, so Pikach Nefesh is not there. Now, so that being seen is very, very strange. Very, very strange. I mean, how can you say that Pikach Nefesh is not there, a Nisel of Nidra Mes, because that's a Nisel of non chaveri, but pikach nefesh is deiche kolatir kule. Isur non chaveri also is deiche. Shirdom is not deiche, but gezel is deiche. There's ignoring suves that if an anos tells the edim, you sign the shtar la sheker. So they are allowed to sign la sheker. That's certainly an aver non chaveri as much as the isar of nivra mes. And then he mentions the raye of Osel Hatzalatim on Chavere, but there we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Now let's see the Gemara of Osel Hatzalatim on Chavere. I want to explain that it's true, I mean, I didn't have the Binyan Tzien, but whatever I say on the Binyan Tzien is on the basis of memory that I saw many, many years ago, but I think I have the right impression of what he says. So he mentions the Gemara of Osel Hatzel Atzmi Mimon Chaveri. Now that's the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Samach Amud Beis. Rabuni Omar, Gdishim di Yisrael, di Seirim, di Yisrael, Have Dave Mishte Mitmere Plishtim Behu. So in other words, when David was waging war against the Philistines, so then, in order to defend the Jewish people from the attack by the Philistines, so it was necessary to burn certain Gdishim of the Seirim of the Israel. So it's an Israel of Mazik, because the Philistines hid themselves in the Seirim of the Israel, in the granaries of the Israel. So they had to set fire to the Gdishim of the Seirim of Israel in order to win the war against the Philistines. So the Shabik Boyalu Maul Hatzlatzmi Mumchavir. Sholkole also Hatzlatzmi. Generally it is also. You cannot be master yourself, be Mumchavir. Avalato, David, Melachato, Umelach Piris Lasas Liderach Vimichim David. But David was allowed, because David is a Melach, so Melach has special keiches, special powers. But generally, one is not allowed to be Matzlats made, be Monchavir. So Rashi, it seems, so that he explains it, Kipshute, that also a Hatzlats Machavir. But that's very strange. I mean, that's it in Poshut, that Pukach Nefesh is Deich HaKolat Yerekot, only Shvachizdolim not, but Gezel and Mazik, and the Sheker, they saw Pukach Nefesh is Deich. But Teisa says, Maul HaTzlatzman Chavirei, I boyalu yichayev lishalim, ki shehitzil atzman mitin Pukach Nefesh. Now the Shaila was whether you are allowed. Of course you are allowed. Pukach Nefesh is Deich HaKolat Yerekot. Not only allowed, you are mechuyev to do it, to do Mazik. But the Shaila was, will David have to pay? So the answer was, the Sanhedrin said, generally, if somebody is mazik another person's property in order to be matzil himself from sakone, so he has to pay. He's allowed to do it, but he has to pay. But David doesn't even have to pay because he's a melech, so he doesn't have to pay. So the question is, first of all, how does he mention a raye from Rashi when Rashi shite requires an explanation? I mean, it's contrary to all the Gemaras. And then, Monifshech, he mentions the Raya from Rashi Shite. Why doesn't he mention the Raya El Hepech from Tesis Shite and all the Rishenim? I mean, they don't explain it the way Rashi does. Maul Hatzlas Mohabir Ekipshite. So, it must have some meaning. So it couldn't be either Yankel Etling, just forgot the Aloha Pekach Nefesh Zichek Vatim. Kula, that's inconceivable. It's not Ilalarai. We have to understand what this is. So, but usually it is accepted that maybe who they is may kill. You know, Tapsis, Nitok may kill. And the BNC is such a big mark. But there is one situation, one case, where the Binyan Tzien is the Meikil, and somebody else, the Maramshik, is the Machmer. The Binyan Tzien, so he says, we cannot be Mati and Mituach Meisim, even in a situation of Tukach Nefesh, because also Hatzlatz and Omar there. But, he says, if the deceased bequeathed himself the Chayov, he bequeathed his body from Tuach Meisim, then even without the Kach Nefesh, it's Muta. Even without the Kach Nefesh, because it's a Nisab Nomno Chavere, so Mimele, Mechile is effective. Mechile is effective. I really would need the Gemara Sanhedrin also, I'm sorry. So, Mechile is effective. The Maramshik is Chilik. And he says, if it's not the case of, if it's the case of Kach Nefesh, so then it's mutar even without his nisinus rishus b'chayot. But if it's the case of Kach Nefesh. But if it's not the case of the Kach Nefesh, so then, just because he was meichel and gave the shoes, he bequeathed his body. You know, for science, as some people do, that is no heter. Why is the Maramshik haser? So Maramshik is also made that it's a nisam l'mchaveri. Middle of mess is a nisam l'chaveri, not a nisam l'mchaveri. And but he says, when you perform an autopsy, the Maramshik says, so two yisurim are involved. One yisur, two yisurim are involved. One Yisra is an Yisra of Nivlames. Now we have to discuss what is the Mokya for the Yisra of Nivlames. And then there is another Yisra, there is an Yisra, the Mess is Osa Ba'anoye. And Gemara learns out this Aloha, the Mess is Osa Ba'anoye, for Shom Shom. By Miriam the Torah says, Vatome Shom Miriam, and by Egla Arufe the Torah says Shom. So we learn out the Zereshove, Shom Shom, just as Egla Arufe is Osa Ba'anoye, so Miriam. Mess is also a Sabbath. So he says, if you perform an autopsy and you learn Chochmas Rafur through the Nitu Hames, through the autopsy, so you have an now, the Binyan Tzien, the Yadanka Letunger, he is the big Machmir, so he was Matia. He was Matia in a case where the disease bequeathed his body, the Chayov, for Nituach Hames. So he says, how about, all right, so that's in regard to Nivlame. So that's the Nulchavere. Nulchavere is so he chooses man, like all in Yonim of Nulchavere. But, Isaranoe, that's not the Isar Nulchavere, that's what I have to say in the Hill. So how is it Mutter? So he says, but the Anker Etel in the European Zien, that's in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, in Shalas Yitzhuvas Begin Zien. So he says, because learning the foyer is not annoy. That's not annoy. Annoy means when you sell it, when you are mishtamish with it for your own use. Let's say if you take a piece of mess and you use it, for something. So, but what do you do? You look at it and you dissect it and you learn chokmas of foyer. That's not annoy. And he mentions a raya from the morning. I don't want to go into it. So the machlekes between the Binyan Tzien and the Maram Shik is on the question whether learning constitutes anoye or learning doesn't constitute anoye. But in regard to the Yisrael of Nivul per se, Nivul Ames, so the Maram Shik agrees with the Binyan Tzien that on that Mechile is effective. In other words, it's an Yisra of Nod Mechavere, so maybe if he gives Rishul, so there is no Yisra. Now, what is the Yisra of Yavadis? So, from the Gemara in Chum, we can see that. That it's an Yisra of Reis, not an Yisra. More in home. No one does linen but Sahude. That's the Dalef on the base. So the Gemara discusses, how do we know that we go Basarov, even Gabi Nifoshis? That we go Basarov, even Gabi Nifoshis. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Afkana Omar, Asye Meher Gesanetish. The Omar Achmone Katle, Vilech Ushdil Motrei Fahave. Ritzeach is Chayim Nis, it's a parish in the Torah. That the Ritzeach is Chayim Nis, but there is Aloche, that if the Nirzach, the whole is a treife, so it's a gavur tele, there is no chiyuv nise. Of course, it's a siche, it's a reteach, it's a sirtoch, but there is no chiyuv nise if the whole is a treife. So the question is, how can Beth meet out nise against the reteach? Maybe the nirzach was a treife. As kane omar ashe meleges hanefsh, the omar achmone katle, vielleicht ist noch mit Reife habe. Erlaub, die Amrin und Silber sagen, wie geht heime, die Batkinole. What we say, no, maybe, when Sanhedrin meets out, Nisse, against the Ritzeach, so in der Name, they have to determine that the Hulk was not a treife. How will they determine? Well, they will perform an autopsy, a total autopsy on all the Ivorim of the Nirzach. So, So if the Isar of Tzoytzaraya from Rishi More, that the Isar of Ibu Ames is an Isar of Reis, because assuming it's only an Isar of Rabbonon, so how can the Gemara say Hokamim? But in the Reis, we are discussing the Reis. So, in the Reis, there is no Isar of Ibu Ames. So it's a Gemara Mephoreshes, that Ibu Ames, the Isar of Ibu Ames, is an Isar of Reis. I just want to finish up that Gemara, because that Gemara itself is very difficult, and in the Behude, in Tshuva Reshiud, raises the question, V'chiteime di bat kinolei hokom ninval, V'chiteime mishum nishom edahai, ninvale. So Rashi says, V'chiteime mishum nishom edahai ritzeach, diloi leimes, mishum dibinom vishofto eido vitzilo eido, ninvale lahai nerak, vilav mishtak hatreife, Yehorik Ritzeach say, maybe you'll say, no, we don't go Basarov. If we don't go Basarov, so how can we meet out Nise against the Ritzeach? Maybe the Nirzach was a treife. No, the answer is, we only meet out Nise if we performed an autopsy on the Nirzach. But how can we perform an autopsy? It's a Nisa Gomo, it's a Nisa Midraise. To perform an autopsy, to minavle the mess, perhaps in order to save the life of the Ritzeach. So, it's mutter. So, of what effect is the thorough autopsy? To make a thorough autopsy. But, let's say he killed him through Isaiah. The Ritzeach killed him through Isaiah. And let's say, and he couldn't retire, let's say, in the Veshit. So even if we make a total thorough autopsy on the roof and all the Ivorim of the Nirzach, but maybe he had been naked in the Veshit, Mimeli was a treife, and that cannot be determined through an autopsy through an Nituach, because it's already in Nokuv through the Sayed. Maybe he had a naked there before the chituch of the veishet by the side. So Mele, in other words, we couldn't be absolutely certain that he was not a treife, that he didn't have any of the treife. So it's without avail, I mean, even an autopsy. But the question is, I mean, who there is the kashi, how did the Gemara say, v'chiteime, mishum ibud nishom edahai ninvele? So Rashi says, v'chiteime, mishum ibud nishom edahai ritzeach, diloi leimus. So Sanhedrin is mechuyev to look for ways how to spare the life of the Chayim Nise, of the Ritzeach. Ninvel hainerak vilav mishtakach treife yehoek Ritzeach ze. So Rashi says, perhaps, the Gemara is saying, perhaps in order to save the life of the Ritzeach, we should make an autopsy. But the question is, the logic is that way. If we don't go Basarov, Samamela, we have to be absolutely certain that he had no trace in any of these Ibar. And we don't know. So until it is determined beyond the shadow of a doubt that he is not a trefe, we don't need out missing. So it's not necessary. So the autopsy is not indispensable towards saving him. On the contrary, if we don't make an autopsy, so it'll be spared. If we do make an autopsy, so no probability, it will show that he's no trefe, so then we'll execute him. But so the autopsy is not indispensable towards the saving. On the contrary, the autopsy, in all probability, will be conducive towards his execution. So how can the Gemara say, because of Itzilu Eido, so Mele, we are allowed to make an autopsy upon the Nerek, the Horug, in order to save him. No. Why should we make an autopsy in order to save him? Let's, on the contrary, let's not make an autopsy. And if we don't go Basarov, so then we can't execute him, so he'll be saved. And if we do perform an autopsy, then no probability will not be spared. So it's the other way around. That's the Nibu discussion. So Nibuhute says, no, because we couldn't say, that here the Gemara is not discussing whether we go Basarov generally in Israel. Then the Gemara knows from other psukim that in Yisrael Heta generally we rely on him. The Gemara is only trying to prove that even Nifoshes, we go Basarov, even the Gabi Nifoshes, to the extent of meeting out Nifoshes, then Nifoshes miss it on the basis of God. So Mele, suppose if we are to say that we generally don't rely on Rov Ligabi Nifoshes, but here we should say there's a special Zosakosuk at all. There is a parsha of Ritzeach. Now, if we are not going to meet out Nisa to the Ritzeach, unless we are absolutely certain without recourse to the Bureau of Rov, but absolutely certain without the shadow of a doubt that he's not a trefe, then how can the Xerzakos of the parsha of Ritzeach be visualized? So even if we say that we don't rely on Rov Ligabi Nifoshes, but here we should say there is a special Xerzakos, but if we don't rely on Rov, then so it means that Ligabi Nifoshes, it's not the Varegom. But even though it's not the Varegom, but we couldn't say we shouldn't meet out, he said, because there is a parsha, so it is a kosher. But then, if Rov is not a Bade Gomor, then we should try to be Mivarer. So, in case he turns out to be a traitor, so then he'll be spared. But we cannot say, in order to be spared, let's not be Bedekim. No, because that we couldn't say, let's not be Bedekim. So then it will mean that the whole parsha of Ritzeach cannot be visualized. And what the Torah does mention in Parashat Ritzeach. So even if we are going to assume that we don't rely on Rov, that Rov is not considered as a Biogomo, we still have to execute the Ritzeach because of his special Zerzakosuf of the Parashat Ritzeach. But if Rov is not a Biogomo, is not a Vale Gomo, so then we should try to be Mivare. In case he turns out to be a trefe, so then it was there. This is how he explains the Gemara. Of course, it involves a slight error. Yes. Now, I think that now, from Rabbi Gershon, it's mashma. And from Rabbi Gershon, there is a raya to what the Yehuda says. Yehuda says that if there is pikuach nefesh mamesh, so then there is no shaila. He goes about saying we don't even have to resort and arise. But even if it's not a case of pikuach nefesh mamesh, but where it's a shaila of hefset moment, so then there is no iser of nivra mes. In other words, there is an iser, the rise of nivra mes, if it's not litzerach. But if it is litzerach for a purpose, a very important purpose, even to prevent hefset moment, So then there is no Yisrof Mivamis. This is what the Nibhuda says. Rav Misha Feinstein, in the Tshuva Ineam, Chilek Ches, is Masik on the Yud. But Rav Migershon says, from Rav Migershon, Tanchum and Tzmashma, he doesn't explain the Gemara the way Rashi does. Rashi explains the Gemara, V'chitein Mishum Nibhud Nishom Edahai. Nimvale, so be the high ritzi of the loyalimus in order to be matzlin, so he should be novel and perform an autopsy upon the hawk. But Rav Migershon says no, v'chiteime, mishum nishum ekoloima, mishum dikatlin and aritzei arbat kinole. In order to be kind the mitzvah, after all this mitzvah says it, if somebody is high in mitzvah, so bezden is mechuyev to meet out the mitzvah. So some male the Gemara says, maybe we don't go as off. So then you ask, how can Bezdin beat out Nisa against Ritzeach? There is a possibility that the whole is a treifes, then it's not Chayil Nisa, in order that we perform an autopsy upon the whole. But you ask, there is a Nisa of Nuva Mes for the purpose of being in the mitzvah of Be'ata Orom Yekabecho. There is no Nisa. In other words, when is, as the Nihuda says, when is there a Nisar of Nivu Amez, if it's Shaloi Litzerach, but if it is Litzerach, and the Tzerach Godel, so at that moment is the Tzerach Godel, and the kind of mitzvah of Be'at Orom Mikbecho is the Tzerach Godel. So let us be minavel the mess because of the possibility to be kind of mitzvah Be'at Orom Mikbecho. So, no. That in itself will not be Mivara. V'neichu shemo b'mkim sayev nekevav. But the question is, according to Rashi, who explains that the Gemara says, v'chiteime di batkinon, v'chiteime batkinon yokominu, v'chiteime shemo b'nishom d'hai. Ninvele, that in order to save him, so the kashi is, on the contrary, Slidog is, if we don't perform an autopsy, then we'll be saved, if we don't go basarov. And then the Torah would say that we shouldn't meet out Nisei. So what is the Pshat Rashi? I think the Rashi can be explained. By taking the halocha, by Ritzeach, there is a special halocha of another type of Nisei, of Kife. Kein Tzinei Sili Kife. In Sanhedrin Dati Aleph. Ha-Hereik Nefesh Aloi Be'edi Machnis Neisi Likife. What is Kife? Kife is also a Chiyuv Nisi. It's a Loch Lemesh Nisina. It's not one of the Dalet Nises. The Dalet Nises is a Nise Biodai. And Kife is Al Bigon. So Ha-Hereik Nefesh Aloi Be'edi Machnis Neisi Likife Machil Neisim Lechem Tzar O'Mayim Lachatz. Mino Yadinan Shaloi Be'edi. How can we begin Kife? How do we know that he killed someone. Omar Rav Beiris Miyachedis, Ushmuel Omar Shaloi Basroi, Virav Chizdo Omar Avimai, Gil Niskachesh Bibdikes, Gilo Niskachesh Bichtires, Giditnan Maise Ubodak Ben Zakai, Bil Uktzitei. So, there is a loche of Kife, and that's a chivnis. And when is it? Of course, if Tziris Miyachedis, the Shnayim Iris Miyachedis, we have to aid us, but Shnaim Reini Yisei Echot Mechalon Zeh Ve'echot Mechalon Zeh Diomab Miseches Makez Le'mikdole. So by the moment is Tzemachleikes Rabbi Yeshua Ben Koch and Rabbonon, whether by the moment is Yisei Nechedes in the Riyah is kosher or not, and we pass like Rabbi Yeshua Ben Koch and by the moment is so Yisei Nechedes in the Riyah is kosher. is kosher, but by froshes, it's not kosher. So mele, but by tzeach, so by other averes, there is no misa, period. By tzeach, if the ides, the ides miyachedes, so then there is no misa of sayet, of the other misa best, but of misa al dikrome, of kife, there is. It's a special halacha mishmisa. It's a halacha mishmisa. Right, now, the Rambam, let's see. Now the Rambam fastens it. In Perek Dalet, Mehilchas Chatzir Hashmeres Nefesh Halacha Ches. Hayelik Nefoshes Lohoyu Shomeidim Reinei Sikiachas. Lohoyu Lohoyu Shomeidim Reinei Sikiachas. Lohoyu Echot Acha O Echot. Oy Shorak Bifneidim Beloy Asroi. Oy Shihukrishu Eidim Bittikes. Oy Hukrishu Bichatzires. Kolelu Haratzchonim Kein Sinei Sili Kife Umachili Nei Sili Lechatzar Umayim Lachas. So, now, so the Rambam passes the Halacha. Now, let's see another Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Chof Milchas Sanhedrin Halacha Aleph, and that's in the Minyan Mitzvos of the Rambam. It's Leisus a Reish Tzadik, so Vinoki Vitzadik Al Tarek. So the Rambam says, what does the love of Vinoki Vitzadik Al Tarek imply? That's in Drosh in the Mechilta. So the Rambam in Perek Chof Milchas Sanhedrin Halacha Aleph says as follows: In Besdin Einshin ואם מדדס אלו על פי עדים בראי ברור, אפילו ראו עדים רדיו וחחברי, והיסרו בו ועלימו עיניהם, אוי שנכניסו החוף לחור בו, ונכניסו החוף ומצאו הורוק ומפרפר, והסייף מנתיב דם, מנתיב דם, אם העידו לו, מנתיב דם ביד הרירק, הויל ולראו בי שיקור, In Besen Hergen bei de Zu, weil se wie kei jetzi bei, nema binoki bi Tzadik al Tarek. Vicheini mi Yidu olo Schneim. So, she ovat ha bizore ze, ro, ze ro, she ovat ha bizore. Two Eidim testify, that's what Eidim ha bizore. But, they testify on separate mices of ha bizore. Both are ha bizore. That's it is Michedes. Let's see, Bamones. So, it's kosher. It is Michedes. If, let's say, one A testifies that he saw that how on Sunday morning Reuven lent Shimon $100, and another A testifies that on Monday morning he saw that he lent him $100. So to the extent of $100, we have to aid it, even though one is made on one alvoy and one is made on another alvoy. So by the Mamnes, according to Reuven ben Kolche, it's good, but by Nefoshes, it's not good. So the Rambam says, the love of Noki Vitzadik Al Tarei implies two things. First of all, that by Nefoshes, we cannot rely on Umdene. What is Umdene? Like the story of Shimon B'Shetach in the Gemore in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, that Lamed Vov, Lamed Zayin. So Shimon B'Shetach once saw how one person was chasing with his sayef after another person, and then he saw how the Redev was chasing after the Nirdev into Yehuve, and then, but he didn't see the actual killer. Then he came in, he saw that the Nirdev was lying dead, and the Redev was wielding the sword. So there was no doubt that he killed him. He saw him chasing, and then he saw the Nirdev lying, and he was wielding the sword. So Shimon B'Shetach said, I know that you are the killer, and he cursed him because of that, but I cannot meet out mis against, even though there was, this is the highest degree of circumstantial evidence. I mean, there is no question that he was the killer. But since he didn't see the actual killing, the actual betiche, so mele by nefoshes, we cannot be done. So how do we know? So the Mechilta says, Tzadik al-Tarek, it could gain Shimon B'Shetach. In other words, on the basis of Umdene. Strong Umdene. I mean, like the story of Shimon B'Shetach, circumstantial evidence, we cannot meet out Nefoshes. Then, what is V'noki al tarek. So that means the Mechilta says, like it is Micheles, where two Eidim testified that he was Eid Abizore, but one Eid testifies that he was worshipping, he was mishtachvet to the Chamo, and the other Eid was made that he was mishtachvet to the Livon. I mean, both involved in his Abizore. But the two Eidim don't testify as to the same act. So Memele, there is a loche we cannot meet out Mise on the basis of Eides Miachadis, on the basis of Eides Miachadis. Now, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs is Matzik and Ramban. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs mentions the love of Noki B'Tzadik Al Tarek as a love not to be done by Mundane and not to be done by Eides Miachadis Neforshes because of the love of Noki B'Tzadik Al Tarek. So the Ramban, that's it, Rosh in Mechilt. So the Ramban is Matzik and Ramban. The Ramban says no, because this Droshin Mechilta is inconsistent with the Gemore in Sanhedrin. The Gemore in Sanhedrin says, Minayin Leecho Cheyeitze Zakai Mibezdin. Suppose Bezdin, Sanhedrin, acquits a certain person. Acquits a certain person. Shail was where Ischayim is or not, so they have a Ishakwa Vitaria in Masa Matu, and then the Rov of the Sanhedrin decides his hoots. Then, after they decided these things, so they realize that they made a mistake. So the law is, it cannot be done. Since he was already acquitted, so it cannot be done. Why? The tzaddik al tarek. What does the tzaddik mean? Tzaddik within doesn't mean tzaddik whether Kelapishmaya is innocent or guilty. Tzaddik means in din. Even the din of Sanhedrin, he was innocent, he was not highly said. Even if they realize that they made a mistake, so they cannot be done. There is a special aloha by Macy Sumadiach, Lysachme, Lysachase, that if the Sanhedrin acquitted Macy Sumadiach, and then they realize that they made a mistake, so they can be done. But in Shonli Foshas, where there is no aloha of Lysachme, Lysachase, so the Tzadik al Taharik implies that Yotzo Mibezdin Zakai, even if they realize they made a mistake, they cannot be done. So, they cannot be done. Then, Minayim relates in Bezdin Shochayim. Suppose Bezdin decides that he's hired, but then a few of those who said he's hired change their mind. So then they have to give him another trial and acquit. How do we know that? Shenema v'noki al tarek. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies noki b'tzadik al tarek to other things, not to being done on the basis of undene and being done on the basis of Eidus Miachedes. Echad is made that he was Eved L'chamo, and the other one is made he was Eved L'vono. Other things that noki al tarek implies that if he was yotzo chayev and then bezdin, change their mind, so they have to give him another trial and to acquit him. And Tzadik al Tarek, that if he was Yotzo Zakai and then Beis Sanhedrin realized made a mistake, they can't be Mechayim. So the Posik does not apply to Umdene and to Eiz Mechayim. But the Mechilte applies it to Umdene and the Eiz Mechayim. The Ramban says the Mechilte accords with the view of Rabach in Shmuel's Daf Lamedalet and Sanhedrin. Zion, or Basra, that Tzadik Gimel. So there is a machlekes between Rav Achoye and the Chachon, the Rabbanon. Gomo lo eicher ben agmal. In other words, if we see that a vlad is dead, and then we see that the vlad is dead just near Tugmali. So Rav Achoye says that we can be mechayev the moment to that gomel that we see is eicher ben agmal. evidence. The fact that a certain Goma was found dead, a blood just born is dead, so that indicates that this Goma killed it. Otherwise, who killed it? But in other words, so Rav Acha says the Nemomenes can be done on the basis of circumstantial evidence, of Umber. There we also have Eidus, but Eidus didn't see the Nikicha itself. They only saw other circumstances that lead to the conclusion that there was a Nikicha. And the Rabbono Nachilik, and that's called in Gemara in Shavuos, Taflamedalet, Eidi Idiya B'Loyri. So according to Rav Achoye, Eidi Idiya B'Loyri, in the Nemomenes is good, according to the Rabbonon of Chabachoye, even in the Nemomenes, in the Yediyah Veloyriya is not good. So he says, so the question is, according to the Rabbonon, that even by the Nemomenes, in the Yediyah Veloyriya is not good, so how can we have a special love regarding the Foshes? Even the Nemomenes, we cannot be done on the basis of Eidi Umdre. That's Gomu Ha'icheil, Ha'icha bin Agmali. So why does the Mechilta mention a special drosha only regarding nefoshes, implying the implication being that in the Nemomenes, Umdene is good? The answer is, this drosha Mechilta represents the view of Rav Achoy, that in the Nemomenes, is good, but the Gemara says beferesh in Sanhedrin that by Nifoshes, that by Nifoshes Rav Achoy is made that Eidi Idiya B'Loyriya is not good. So the Droshin Mechilta represents the view of Rav Achoy that Umdene is good in the Nemomenes, but by Nifoshes there is a special love and nothing sadical time. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbon, that Eidi Idiya B'Loyriya is not good even by the Nemomenes, we don't have to have a special droshe of Nokim Sadekal Targa and Foshes. Some male, according to the Rabbon, what does that possibly imply? Another aloche, that nine liaison business Zakai, and then they realize they made a mistake, they cannot be done him again. And if Yitzin is in Chayef, so then they realize that they made a mistake, so they have to try him again and to acquit him. But in the Droshen Mechilte, that Nokim Tzadik Al Tarek implies a love against Eide Umdene, in Foshes is only a limited Rabachoye. But a limited Rabbono, we don't have to resort to a special Zerz HaKosov against Umdene in the Foshes, because even by the Nemomenes it's not. Anyway, so that's the Machlek. The Rambam Shiti is that by Nifoshes there is a special love of Umdene. Now the question, the Kasha by the Ramban is, why do we need a special love? But the Rambam Paskins, like the Rabbonon of Rav Achoy, that even the Omleicha bin Agmali, so Vignimtso, Uber, Hol, Bitzidei, so then we cannot be Mechayev the Bala Gomol, who is Eicha bin Agmali. So there is a very simple teretz. It's not all Umdenes how to say, but it's Gomol Eicha bin Agmali. So in all probability, it's a riot that this Gomol was Eicha bin Agmali. He was the one who got the Vlad. But it's not 100%. It's probably so. But it's possible that another Gomel killed the Vlad. Where is the other Gomel? He ran away. And just this Gomel did not run away. I mean, or maybe he came after the other Gomel got, so this Gomel came. I mean, in all probability, it is like that. So in Mele, so it's not a Raya Bure. It's not a Biro Gomel. So that's why the Rabbonim say that even by the Nemomenes, it's not good. Masha'inke in Eidi Umdene of such a degree, like the story of Shimon ben Shatach, where it's a Biro Gomel, it's a Biro Gomel, I mean, so he was chasing him, and then he ran into Yehovah, and then one second after that, he comes in and he sees the near death lying dead, and the dam dripping from him, and the one who was chasing him is wielding the sword. So that's a Biro Gomel. So this kind of Umdene is like Ria itself, is like Ideria. That's not called Ideria B'Loy Ria. That's called Ideria Mamesh. But since they didn't see Mamesh Teritzire, so there is a special Xerus HaKosuf of Inokili Tzadik Altar. I mean, that's according to the Rambam. Now, since the Rambam, I mean, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that Pei, Pei-Aleph, that Ahir Shalei Be'edi, that means it is Mi'chedes, so even though there is no Sayed, but there is Kifei. And what is Edes Mi'chedes? That is, comes within the Xerus HaKosuf of Inoki B'Tzadik Al-Tarek. So the Rambam says that Inoki B'Tzadik Al-Tarek implies two things. First of all, we cannot rely on Edes Mi'chedes, and we cannot rely on Edei Undre. And so just as we find in regard to Edes Mi'chedes, even though the Pasuk of Inoki B'Tzadik Al-Tarek implies that we cannot rely on Edes Mi'chedes in Nefoshes. In Momenes it's good. We pass on like Rabbi Shweb and Koch, but in Nefoshes it's not good. Still, Kifet, there is Beritzeah. So the same thing should be true of Edei Undre too. That even though Edei Undre is not enough in Nefoshes, but Beritzeah, Edei Undre would be enough to be Mechayef Kifet. Some melee to follow. That even if we were to assume that we cannot rely on Rov Ligabin Foshes, but in Kolatere Kule, Rov, we would rely because they have other psukim besides Maki Nefesh. So, but Ligabin Foshes not. Gemara is trying to prove that we rely on Rov, even Ligabin Foshes Mamesh of Dalit Mrs. Besni. So it's a highly bogus Rov. If we go with Rov, so then it means that Rov is so strong that it's more than Undre. It's considered three months. But suppose we don't go with Rov, but since it's enough of a bill in Kolatir Kule, so even if by Nefoshes it's not enough, so it would have the same status as a Undre. Like the story, like the case of Shimon B'Shotach. So Mele, and in the case of Shimon ben Shotach, so Kife is Chayef. Kife would be Chayef, Sayef not. Because the Xerus HaKosuf of Inoki B'Tzadik Al-Tarek applies only to Dalet Mrs. Besni, not to the Chiyuv Misa of Kife. So Mele, even if we don't go Basarov, the Gabin Foshes. So, but if in Kol HaTere Kule we do go Basarov, so then, even the Gabin Foshes not, so then, a Rov would be like Umdre. But on the basis of Edu Umdre, so is Chayef Kife. So maybe we can understand Rashi's Pshat. The Gemara mentions Raya. Rafkan Omar Rashi Merig Zanef. The Omar Rachmone Katli. The Leichus Dil Metrei Vave. El Alav Nishudam Brinon Zil Bosarube. Vichitein Medibat Kinulei. Hokamina. V'chitein, and Yishun Yibud Nishom Adayim, in the Lezer, Rashi says, in order to save the Ritzach. So the question is, so the Yud has the Kashi, how is it in order to save the Ritzach? On the contrary, it's for the, no probability, it's for the purpose of executing the Ritzach. Because if we don't make an autopsy, and we don't go, and if we assume that in the forces we don't go Basaro, some in Meile we have to spare him. So, what will be the result of making the Nivu a mess? On the contrary, no probability, the result will be that we'll execute it. So how will we say that? There's a new discussion. That it seems, even if we don't go for some of the government forces, but in collateral Kule, we do go for some of. So in Bio, it is in collateral Kule. But by Nefoshes, it's not enough, because it's like Umdene. And by Nefoshes, in circumstantial evidence, Umdene is not enough. There must be real mamish, not Umdene, not circumstantial evidence. Even the strongest circumstantial evidence is not enough. But that's on the basis of the love of Noki Tzadik Al-Tarek. But vis-a-vis Kife, the love of Noki Tzadik Al-Tarek doesn't apply. V'oraye, that in the case of Edes Mi'chedes, which is also included in the Pasuk Noki Tzadik Al-Tarek, so the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that the Aleph, that Kins Nesli Kife. So vis-a-vis Edei Umdene, there is also Kins Nesli Kife. So even if we were to assume that we do not rely on Rov, Ligabin Foshes, but Ligabin Ritzeach, insofar as Kif is concerned, it would be good enough. Some Meile, Mitzad, Yitzilo Eido, it's Muter, to be navel, to be navel the yotzer, because of the remote possibility that the autopsy will determine that he's a treife, so then will a treife, there is no kinsin kife either. The gavatele, so there is no kinsin kife either. That's the pshat in the Gemara. But anyway, Rabbi Gershon pshat is not like Rashi. V'chitein edibat kinolei hokam nivel, v'chitein edishomibu nishomet ha'im ingole, not nishomibu to save him from people nishomet, but in order to mikayim the mitzvah of v'barat ha'orom yotabecho, so it's mutar to be nabri. So that's a riot to the name Yehuda. Now, let's see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I mean, in Borobas. Now, there is a Mishneh in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. Now, there is a special Takonas Chachon, that Divrei Shchiv Merak Yechsum in Chonsurim Dam. If Shchiv Merak gives a matonet of all the Nechosim, so even without Ishtar, just orally, so it's effective. But by Shchiv Merak Aloch is, if he does recover, so then the matonet is bori. But matonet is bori, so Amir Balme, Bidiba Balme, it's not effective, but if there is a star, then it is Kayon, and even if he recovers, so he cannot be Chazik. Now, suppose in the star, it's not written whether it's a star Shrimra or a star Bob. And he gave, in the star, he gave away his Nechosin to somebody. And then he recovered. And then the question arises, was he a Shrimra or was he a Bob? If he was a Shrimra, so then the Kabbalah Matanah doesn't get it. The Kabbalah Matanah doesn't get it. If he was a Bori, so then the Kabbalah Matanah gets it. Then it's not within the Shtar. Lo yikosa bo Shrimra, hu eim meyo daf kufin gimel meyo. Hu eim ma Shrimra o Yisi. Vein eim rin boro Yisi. So he says, the donor says, I was a Shrimra. And since I was a Shrimra and I recovered, some melee, the matonei is bottle and bottle, and all the nechosim, so revert back to my possession, to my possession. And they say that the Mikabel matonei say, no, you are in Bori. So even though you recovered, so it's still out. So ich lo virai, shishrib maori, dear Rameya. So Rameya nachleke between Rameya and Chachon. Rameya says that the burden of proof is upon the Shrimra. And if he doesn't produce proof that he was a Shrimra, so then the Mikabel Matonik. The one who is Meitzi, in other words, who wants to be Meitzi? The Mikabel Matonik. Because who is the original possessor was the Shrimra. And they want to take away the Nechosi. So they have to produce the evidence. So there is a machlekes between, what does it mean? Chachom meimrim hameitzim chadei ol varai. Whether it means chai ovedim, like the general din of hameitzim chadei ol varai, or it means chai of shta. So the Gemara daf kufin dalel amud alef says chai bimai, rabuni omar chai bei, rafchiz de virabe baravuni amre chai bikim mashta. Rabune Omar Raya Beidin kom Mifrige Biklukte de Rab Yaakov Rab Nosn Rab Meyak Rab Nosn Rabonon Rab Yaakov, because there is a machlekes between Rab Nosn and Rab Yaakov. Whenever there is a Shaila, whether he was a Bori or he was a Shrimra, if he was a Bori and he recovered, if he was a Bori at the time of the Matone and he recovered, so even though he recovered, so the Mekabel Matonah gets it. If it was a Shrimra, so if he recovered, so it reverts back to the donor. So who is considered the Murzek and who is considered the Meitzi? Is the donor considered the Murzek and the Mekabel Matonah the Meitzi, or vice versa? So there is a machlekes between Rab Nosson and Rab Yaakov. Mi Meitzi mi Yad mi. So who Meitzi mi Yidei and the Loiraye? Vehene mitzin milodei elo birai, divrei Rabbi Yaakov. So, in other words, He, in order to retain the possession of the Nechassim, he doesn't have to prove anything, because he's the Moza. But in order to come, Matone should be able to take possession of Nechassim. They have to produce Rai. They are the Mitzvah. Diver Rav Yach, Rav Nosson, because Rav Nosson goes, was a Chazoke de Hashti. Chazoke de Hashti. So it all depends. In Bor Yu, in other words, let's say, in Nissen, he made the Shtamaton, he executed Shtamaton. Now it is Tishrei. And the question is, was he Bor? He recovered. And the question is, was he Bori in Nissen, or was he Shrivra? So Rav Nosson said, it all depends. If in Tishrei now, when the litigation takes place, the argument takes place, he is a Bori, so he has to prove that he was a Shrivra. Because if he doesn't produce evidence that he is a Shrivra, so then we assume, since now he is a Bori, so that means that Nissen was also a Bori. That's the Heper, the opposite of Chazok Yimikor. But Chazok Yimikor. In other words, we say that in Nissen it was the way it is now. So in Bori, all of Lodarai, so is Shrivra. In Shrivra, who? But if in Tishrei is a Shrivra, so then we assume that in Nissen he is also a Shrivra. So if they want to take possession of Nechosin, they have to produce Rai. So the Gemara says, Rai b'mai, Ravuna omar Rai b'edim, Rav Chizdei v'Rav Ravuna amar Rai b'kim ashtar. Ravuna omar Rai b'edim, kom mifri yedikluk Rav Yaakov Rav Nosson, Rav Meyak Rav Nosson, Rabbonon Rav Yaakov, Rav Chizdei v'Rav Ravuna amar Rai b'kim ashtar. Then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are also chilek in the same machlokes as Ravune and Rav Chizdei. So Rabbi Yochanan says, like Ravune, that Rai in the Mishnah means Rai Beidin, and Rish Lakish says, like Rav Chizdei and Rav Barabune, that Rai in the Mishnah became Ashtar. So, Eisve Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, at the bottom of that, from the other end of it. Maise b'bnei brak, b'yechot shemocha b'nichzi obi, u'meitz, u'bo b'nei mishpocha v'yir, u'leima akotun hoya b'shasmisi. There is a special, now there is a cotton, b'karke, there is a special takone, that, I mean, a cotton cannot be makne anything, but by karke, Nixi Aviv, character of Nixi Aviv, there is a special takone that he has to be 20 years old in order to be able to be makne isod of Nixi Aviv. So he has to be 20 years old. So Maise bidni brak b'yachot shemocha b'Nixi Aviv. A young kid made a transfer of Nixi Aviv. Now, if he was already 20 years old at the time he made the conveyance, so then the Mechir is Kayo. But if he was not 20 years old, so there is a special takone, the Nichzi Aviv, if he's less than 20 years old, he cannot be marked. So Maise did not brag, ve'achot shemochem Nichzi Aviv for me. And then he died. Ubov ni mishpoch abir, leim ha-kotnon. So the craving of that cotton, said that he's, of that young fellow, they said that he was less than 20 years. Cotton doesn't mean for a mitzvah, but less than 20 years, so Mele Mechir is not Kayon, so Mele Lekea doesn't have it, and who has it? They are the Yorshim of that young fellow. And the Lokrim said, no, he was already 20 years old, so Mele, his transfer was effective, a valid transfer. So they have the sort. So, Bo Bishualu Es Rav Akiva, Mauli Beit. So the question is, they have to be determined whether he was. He already was 20 years old, not by being baited, he's by this in turn, the cotton's body, so then they'll be able to see from the Cyrus, the Simoni, whether he was 20 years old or he was not 20 years old. So they came and asked, Rabbi Kidi, Shaila Mauli Beit, are we allowed to disinter? We do a mess. Omalohem, Iatara Shoyim Nav. You cannot disinter. They, even if we say that you are allowed to disinter, it will not be effective. Because Simoni Masuim Mishtanis Lachanis, you couldn't tell. From by looking and the Cyrus. Nachal missing the kever, you couldn't tell how it was at the time of it, because they changed. So Bishleim Elididi Damina Raya Beidin, Rabbi Yechanan says. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that the burden of proof is upon the one who wants to be Meitzi, so upon whom is the burden of proof? The Rikuches, because who was the Morikame, the Kot, the young fellow. Now that he is dead, so they stand in his shoes, the Yoroshim. So who has to prove? The Rikuches. So in other words, who demanded that he should be disinterred, the young fellow should be disinterred? The Rikuches demanded it. So what did the Yoshim say to Lukuches? You want to take possession of this Sode, you have to produce Eidim, that he was 20 years old and you didn't produce. How can you take possession of the Sode? So then they came to Rabbi Akiva and they said, all right, so we can't find any Eidim, but let's disinter the young fellow, so then we'll be able to show that he was 20 years old at the time of the Nisa. And because of Omele Malibet, El Yidoch, the Amlet, Raya became Ashtar. So in other words, so they don't have to produce Eidim. They only have to retain the Shtar to bring, to produce Eidim who will say that this is the signature of the 14 witnesses, signatories of the Shtar. So Miller, why do they have to disinter the mess? Elidor down the tribe, Mashtal, Lomel, Baitkel, Kaim, Shtor, and Leitu, Nirse. So, Shlopi said, Rabbi, and Miss Avres, Nirse, the Hesras, and Mishpoche Kaim. You are assuming that the Sode was still in the possession of the original owner. That's the Mishpoche, the family of the young fellow. Because of the Kuches Mare, no. This price has reference to the case where Nirse, the Hesras, and Kuches Kaim, where the Likuches already took possession of the Sode. So who was contesting? Not Likuches, they were happy. So the craving of the young fellow, the deceased young fellow, they were contesting. Because of the Mishpoche de Komarele. So the Gemara says, Ochanan Mistab, Mit Komalu Yatim Rashonim Rinavle Yishtike. And they kept quiet. So they had no time to Rabaki. So, I am not beschleimed me mishpoche komare, mishmoche ishtike. So, in other words, if we say that the family, the craving that the mishpoche contested, so who wanted that he should be disinterred? The craving of the young fellow wanted. So when Rabbi Akiva said, Yad Hashem Rinavle, they kept quiet, because they really had no right to Rinavle. So, I am not beschleimed me mishpoche komare, mishmoche ishtike. The Sode was in the possession of the Mishpoche. And who were contesting? The Likuches, they were fighting that they should take possession of the Sode, so they wanted to prove that he was 20 years old by disinterring the young fellow. So Rabbi Akiva said to them, you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to nab the mess. They should have answered Rabbi Akiva. Amai shaske liyamet l'kuchos kamare. Amai shaske leingalei. Anan zuze yadvinalei. Linvil ve linvil. What do you mean we cannot disinter? Because it will involve an evil mess. So just because it will involve an evil mess and indignity to the mess, because of that we should lose our money. We paid $1,000, 1,000 jews for the Sode. And we know that we are right, that he was 20 years old. So we want to prove it by disinterring the young fellow. So then you'll all see that he was 20 years old. So what if it will involve an indignity? We are not expected to lose our 1,000 zuz because it will involve an indignity. Lindel. So the question is, all the Rishonim has the kasha. So, why does the Gemara say only if the Likuches are demanding the disinterment? Then they can say Limvel v'Nilvel. But if the Bnei HaMishpoche are demanding the disinterment, then they couldn't even say Limvel v'Nilvel. What's the difference? Manefsha. So that's the discussion. Old Rishonim discussion. Avol Yoroshim Einum Rashonu in Avli Bishvilei Yoshim. Du Midiyav. In other words, for the Yoshim, it's an extra gain. But I thought, are they losing money? They're not losing money. It belonged to their next of kin. Now the next of kin died, so they have an opportunity to inherit this property. But it's not a real loss, because they're not losing something that they owned before. If Rav Akiva doesn't let them disinter the mess, so then they will not be deprived of anything they enjoyed before. They didn't have that tzaddik. But they are looking for an opportunity to regain it. That's not such a real hefset. Some male, we cannot say limbel v'nilvel. Limbel v'nilvel in order to gain money. That is not right. Mashiach, the Gabriel Kukas, they paid 1,000 zoos for the tzaddik. And they know that he was able to make a transfer. But they don't have aid him. So they want to prove it by disinterring the young fellow. So limbel v'nilvel, because for the likuches it involves a great hardship. If they were not able to disinter, for the mishpoche it doesn't involve hardship. What kind of a hardship? Why, they're losing money. They want to gain money. So that's not considered a real aid. That's the first lashon tesis. The aid shehu krevo. And the second lashon tesis is no. Even because the second lashon tesis holds, what difference does it make whether it's new property that they didn't have before, but if they are yoshim, so it's theirs. And if they don't inherit it, so that means they are losing money. I mean, what difference does it make? But the difference is, craving are mechuyev to sustain loss for the covet of their coin. Mashiach came, a roche, a stranger, is not mechuyev to sustain loss. Strange? Why? So the Midhude mentions, deduces from this thesis, from this Gemara, that Nivra Nes, while Zemisa the Raise, so it's only also Shalur Tzir. But if it is Tzir, there is no Isa. The Horaya, the Gemara says here, Eli Amr Tikuches Kumarare, Amai Shaskel Inli Anan Zuz Yavinle, who gave money, who gave 1,000 Zuz, Limbel Limbel. Was this Limbel Limbel? The answer is no. Because Nivra Nes is also Shalur Tzir. But Tzir? So it's Muta. So losing the money that they gave for the Sode, just like that, that's Litzera, it's natural Litzera. So the Tzaraim for us is Tzaraim. Ramesha Feinstein in Yoram, Chil Ches, is masculine. And then Ramesha Feinstein mentions a Chidesh that there are two kinds of Nivrames. There is a Nivrames like the Morin Chum of Liv Dikeh, when you perform an autopsy, you dissect the mess. That is more serious level than just disinterring the mess. Disinterring the mess, you're not mutilating the mess in any way. You just disinter. Machine came when you perform an autopsy, so you're mutilating the mess. That's more serious level. Now, Ramesh Feinstein doesn't say what is the mokia mudaraisi for the isa of mutilating a mess. That's a more serious level than disinterring. Then he says, even disinterring, so it all depends. So he mentions the Braise in the Sechas Moches, and from that Braise, the same story is mentioned in Perek Daled of Smoches, the same story, and there it appears that the story happened shortly after the Kvur. So in other words, before the mess started to disintegrate. So Rabbi Meshach Feinstein is Mechadish HaMish, he says. If you mutilate a mess, let's say you perform an autopsy, you dissect it, that's a mamish nivra. But even if you don't mutilate, you don't perform an autopsy, but if, let's say, you disinter a mess a long time after the kvure, after the mess started to disintegrate, that's like mutilating the mess. Mashiach came, if you disinter the mess, let's say an hour after the Stimus Agirah, before the mess even had a chance to start disintegrating, so then it's not a real mitzvah. It's only a bitl mitzvah squad, because there is a mitzvah, because there is a mitzvah of, always solemnness and was eight. If somebody just lets the mess remain unburied overnight, so is it a love, is it a finesse, not only by all the business, but always there is an essay of a Severino and the solemnness and was our eight. So Mele, if suppose you already made a stimulus here, but just an hour before, and the mess didn't start disintegrating, then you disinter the mess. You're not doing anything. What is there? You're not the great. It's impossible. So if the mess already started to disintegrate, then the opening up of the grave itself is considered like uterus. He says many chidushim, so then it's a real Isar of Nivul. So there is an Isar of Nivul become Vase. And that is only Mutar B'Mokim T'Kach Nefesh, not Litzirach. Mashein came if you disinter the mess, before the mess started to disintegrate. So then you're not either an Isar Nivul become Vase. But you are Mivatl the essay of Kavasei Peran. In other words, the mess is Kavur, and then you undo the Kavur of the mess. So Yam battle the essay, so the Aveira is Bishem al Taisa. So Mele, he says, that's the Pshat in Taisis. Avon Yoshin, so he says, Avon Yoshin, Rashon, in Avon, Bishvila Yerushe, to a Yide Yave, the H. Shehu Kreivon. The H. Shehu Kreivon. So in other words, why? Because the mitzvah of Ure is incumbent upon Kol Yisrael. But there is a ding, dime upon the craving. The craving, everything dimming, and the craving are even mechuyev to spend money, you know. Let's say if somebody dies and the burial involves, let's say, a lot of expenses, so whose burden is it to pay for the expenses? The craving. The craving. If the craving don't have any money, or suppose he has no craving, so or you can't prevail upon them, so then the call is mechuyev to mitat. But in the first instance, who has the burden of paying for the expenses of the kore? So the craving. So Mimele, since there is no Yisar of Nivu, since the disinterment takes place before the mess started to disintegrate, so there is no Yisar Nivu Bikumbase. It's only an available of Bitl Mitzvah's kore. I'm doing the kore. So Mimele, so there is a difference between the craving and the licorice. The craving and the licorice. Now, the Agui Soshre and the Rosh and this. שהוא חייב לי, ואיש אפחד משמחה, דיוכל מן הדין לעקף אסקבורוס יד שאיפה לי, וקיבור המתם מסבורו. ואם שימן הוא יוקרי ושל רובן, בני משפוך המייכם ביוד, שלוי לעקף אסקבורוס יד שלוי לנאב לי. So, in other words, what was the מייסה בפור המתם, בפור הבן שמחה, and they both agreed the same פסק. רובן borrowed from שימן 100 Jews. And then Reuven died. So Shimon was the Malve. And Shimon wanted to collect the 100 Zuz, but there wasn't enough in the Nechosi of Reuven to collect from the dead and pay for the burial expenses. So there wasn't enough. So it's one or the other. So Shimon said, no, I have to collect the 100 Zuz. So he was Me'akit the Kvur. Was Me'akit the Kvur. Achi Yifri Amonish Yochayle. So Rabbi Simche and Rabbi Tam Paskin that Shimon has the right to be naked before. Because Shimon says, what do you mean? You can't postpone the Kruva for a day or two because it'll be a new mess, so I should lose my money because it'll involve an indignity mess? I'm not supposed to lose money because of that. But, he says, suppose Shimon is correct, so then he cannot be marketed for it. So Ramesh Feinstein mentions a riot, what he says, from this Hagoy Soshim. But what, according to Ramesh Feinstein, it follows that the whole aloha of Mindale bin Mindale, he says it so, is only if the disinterment is to take place shortly after the court. But suppose it is to take place sometime later, so then they are not allowed to disinter just in order to save their money, because then it will involve an Isarabi. And this is what the neighborhood is Israel. The neighborhood says in the pashtus of the Gemara is that it doesn't make any difference when the disinterment takes place, whether the disinterment takes place the next day or the disinterment takes place half a year later. So still the Gemara says mingle the new, and it's not so difficult to say, as the Yehuda says, that the Isar of Nivu HaMes, even Nivu B'Yodai, not just Bitul Kvur, is only when Shalom Yitzirah, but Yitzirah there is no Isar. First of all, we have from Rabbi Yashin Pshat, Rabbi Yashin explains, V'chiltein Mishum Ibud Mishom Edahai, Mishum Ibud Mishom Edahai, is Nivdike, so Rabbi Yashin explains, nor to Mikayim the Mitzvah of Nifoshes, of the Ator Romit Abecho. What kind of heter is it to be able to sue the right say not in kind of mitzvah? The answer is the Isar of Nivu is only Shalil Tzir. Why? I always suing is the Tzir of Shalil Tzir. Well, the answer is, what is the basis of the Isar? Where is the Isar of this? Now, can I have the Kumish? Does Kumish push it there, right? Mentioned the Maram Kemes, the Tshuva of Yaakov Emden, Shuras Yavitz, Chil Kalev Tshuva Memalev. It's a very interesting Tshuva, very interesting Tshuva. It's a Tshuva that was written to a medical student who went to Italy to study medicine. And that medical student was a big Yavin, but he didn't have clarity in Shas. He was a Yavin in Shas, so Rabbi Yaakov Emden tears him apart, and he wanted that medical student with all the ideas wanted to matter all kinds of Yisurin. I mean, even to perform an autopsy on Shabbos, so he wanted to matter. On the basis of the Morris here, the Morris there, so Rabbi Yaakov Emden shows it to him how he's confused with all his ideas, and he reprimands him. There it's a very interesting Jew. So then he said, you only asked me, he reprimands him, because he asked the Shiloh of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, apparently he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, before he went to Italy to study medicine. So he only asked him whether he can perform an autopsy on Shabbos. But he took it for granted, the Nezahel, he certainly allows it. Why didn't you ask me whether you're allowed to perform an autopsy, the Nezahel too? And then he says, and what you tell me, oh, you perform the autopsy on Goyim. Not on Jews, because in Italy, they are in Padua, I think, Padua. They won't know Jewish Mason. So he says, who told you that the Yisar of Nivu HaMes applies only to Jews? It doesn't apply to Goyim. The Yisar, the Raisa of Nivu HaMes applies to Goyim as well. Now, how about it? So I saw about 55 years ago when my father, the Chaim Avrochel, received my mail in America. He received a sefer of Meir Shapiro, of Shalit Tshuva, of Meir Shapiro. So there he has a tshuva discussing Nituach Meisim. And there, so he mentions that whether the Yisar of Nivu HaMes applies to an Akum or not is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. Now, the Torah says, V'chiyye li'ish chayt nishpat moves li'humos v'soliso yisei al'eitz. Lo'isolim idlosi al'eitz ki kovet davenu bayim ahu ki kila selchim solu noisitame esat moscho asher adishem lekecho neisim lechonach. So Rashi, so in other words, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin that the Rebbe says that it's not only Baruch the best, but kol meisim. So there is an essay of Kovetz Iberenu and Risoli, not after one who is Baruch the best who was Nitler, let's say, and the other is Baruch the Rebbe, and Baruch the Rebbe, and the Rebbe, he has to be Nisra. But any mess, if you let him stay unburied, so you are either, you are allowed the rice. So Torah says, "We saw him was the elites. He covered the Berenu by Yimahu. He killed us and killed Tov. The visitamis had Moscow as a Hashem lekecho. Neisim lichon achlo. Neisim lichon achlo." So he said that. So Rashi says, "He killed us and killed Tov. The zilzulei shel melechu sheodom osu bidmuz yekney." The soil in Bono, Moshal Shnei Achim Tainim, Shoidim Zelazet, Echot Nas and Melech, the Echot Nit Maslistius, the Nisle, Colorea is a Ime Hamelechto. Maybe it's possible to have me because there is some boy. And maybe there is a Mikhois deal is the Radak and Yeshua also, no? Rashi says, Zilzuli shal melechu, sha'odom osu b'tmusyei knei, v'yisroel emborov. So Rashi emphasizes the fact that the Yisroel emborov. So Rami Shapiro says, from Rashi it's mashma, only v'gavi Yisroel, because v'yisroel Yisroel sh'mikoyim bonu amot, chovi v'odom sh'nivro v'tzalem olkim. But so that's everybody, and Akum too. But v'yisroel sh'mikoyim bonu amot, since Rashi emphasizes, so it's a riot that according to Rashi, it's only a soil. It doesn't apply to now. Now, it is mistaber that the Yisrael of Nivra Mes, Nivra Mes, is where is it mentioned in the lab of Loisolin Vlaselates? Why? Because that's an indignity to the Mes. True. That one is either Rishon Nivosel Eitz in Bishaval Taisi. But when one is Minave, they are dying, then he is either a Nisar of Nivu Bikumvase. But since Ligabe, the Nivu Ames that is involved in leaving the mess unburied is only Shayach, Shalilitzerach, but Litzerach, you are allowed to be made in the mess.